Tonight, I want to start off. I want you all to take a deep breath. And I want to paint a vivid, I want to paint this vivid picture for us tonight. I want us to see something. Because this week, let me give you a little context. So this week, I went live a couple times with people that took the Options Masterclass. I went live with a couple people that's in the Patreon. I went live this morning with some people, and the exuberance that they felt, the exuberance, the sheer happiness, joy that they felt, that they shared on that live, man, it almost brought me to tears. And from watching them all, I felt their spirit. You know how you can tell when someone has gone through a heartbreak and they finally get that reprieve? It's like you see them navigating through life a little bit differently. Or maybe someone who has recovered from doing drugs. Maybe someone who's been relieved from prison after doing a long stint. Maybe someone who's just got out of an abusive relationship. Maybe someone who's been baptized for the first time. There's a sense of life that they have that you know something is different. And so I come to you tonight and I want to say this. Poverty isn't just about money. It's the relentless financial onslaught to a person or family that lack the resources and solutions to defend themselves. Poverty just isn't about money. No. It's the preconceived notion that if things get a little bit worse, it'll break me. Poverty is the constant fear of being financially broken. And when you lack those tools, when you lack those solutions, oftentimes we are now walking through life with a disposition that we have accepted mediocrity in all forms. And every now and then, we come up for breath and we realize what life really is. Now, I want us to see that for a second. Walk with me when I tell you we've seen our parents live from check to check. We've seen people fluctuate between the poverty line and the just making it line, depending on how much overtime, depending if they got a second job, depending if they got their taxes, depending on if they got a bonus. We've watched people throughout our lives navigate between poverty and barely making it, check to check poverty, barely making it, and we watched them go through that financial roller coaster in awe. In all. So when you see a person say, "Trap, man, I made $10,000 in 3 weeks. Bro, I didn't have to work extra hours for that. I didn't have to sell no more of my time for that. As a matter of fact, Trap, when I made $11,000 in 3 weeks, I actually slowed up a little bit. Because for a moment I had, you gave me, you showed me, you performed financial CPR." So when you see somebody say, "Trap, this month I'm up 20 bands, I quit the job," and I'm like, no, don't quit the job, I'm hysterical. But what I'm not realizing is, Trap, this is a financial reprieve. I'm financially rejuvenated. And when you see some, when you see a woman say, "Trap, I'm mothering six kids, six boys. I'm the woman, six boys. I got a farm." Nah, 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 nah. This the best thing that ever happened to me. Trap, you just breathe life into my bank account. Not just you, Trap, but the lessons, the message. I don't even want to make this about me. I'm just saying the power of the vehicle, the power of the apparatus, the power of the stock market to give us the ability to print money. So when I tell us Wall Street look like us now, I ain't talking about race, I'm talking about class. I'm talking about having the ability to navigate above that line. Okay, I get it. Chap, I ain't in poverty. I'm one or two checks ahead, Trap. So I did some numbers and I realized 62% of Americans live in poverty. Now why? There's a dichotomy that we must understand between, I did some homework, Jose, and I realized that there's a such thing as deep poverty. I said, wait, this thing got levels. This is new to me. I just thought poor is poor. But what happens is there's a level where you can meet your basic financial needs, but room and board takes up one third of the paycheck. That's still considered poverty. I say, that's it. You just can meet the basic needs, meaning food, water, shelter, clothing, done. That's it. But the numbers get a little more exaggerated when we go from a family of one or two to a family of four. When we go to families that are above or more than two people, we talking about after you go past a husband and a wife, or a wife and a mother and a son, or a son and a daughter, once you go to three to four, 69% of Americans are living in poverty. We talking about in America? We talking about in what's supposedly the most financially abundant place in the world. So I dug a little deeper and I realized that since 1949, housing prices have incrementally increased, but since 1970, they have drastically increased, while paychecks have not matched inflation for over 25 to 30 years. This can't be true. I see too many gold chains. I see too many diamonds. I see too many Rolexes. I see too many fur coats. I see too many designer brands. This can't be possible. This must be a facade. This must not be a real place. This must be a lie. The truth must not be in the numbers because I see the people. But then I realize men and women lie and numbers don't. What's good, Trappers, man? It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. Right now, I want to invite you to an amazing experience full of value. That is my community, Trappers Anonymous. It's 100% the greatest fundamental investing community on the market. Listen, your portfolio should be a masterpiece. And the only way we get you there is if we help you learn how to invest with confidence. Now, listen, I get it. Like, you don't know a lot about stocks, or maybe you've heard people say how much money they lost in stocks, but I can guarantee you, one, because they weren't in the community, and two, they lack the information. Our goal in Trappers Anonymous is to help you, really to hold your hand on a journey to becoming a confident investor, learning how to navigate through the different events that the stock market goes through, to take you from panic to encouragement. There's no better time than now. This is an opportunity only for those who are willing to be on the journey. So listen, man, click the link below. Come join me in Trappers Anonymous, man. I will see you in one of our many classes, whether it's Moat Monday, whether it's the 2-hour class we do on Sunday, or whether it's just a book club, everything is geared toward making you a better investor so you can triple your net worth and turn your last name to an asset. It's your boy, Wall Street Trapper. See you in the trap.
What happens when we come to a place where we say, as long as my bills paid, I'm all right? And I know at some point we've all been a victim to that. At some point we've watched our mother say that. At some point we've watched our father say that. At some point we've even been in a household where we watched our mother and father say that. At some point we've been to a party where that was the common conversation. My bills paid, I'm good. My kids got something for Christmas, I'm good. At what point did we start accepting mediocrity and has now become a part of who we are? And then when we come up for breath of financial fresh air, we realize is more to our life than that. But we've dwelled in this financial sunken place. And we start to use things like pills, weed, cigarettes, sex, social media as a coping mechanism. Okay, so poverty is a form of PTSD. Poverty is a form of trauma. So now we're talking about financial trauma. Damn. But how is this so? How can this be? We got companies worth $2 and $3 trillion. How is this so? How can this be when they saying by 2035 we'll see a first trillionaire? How is this so? How can this be? When America is giving billions of dollars to foreign lands, I'm not mad at nobody else, but how is this so? How can this be? Is this supposed to be the greatest nation in the world? When they say $69 billion will cancel poverty in America, but yet we've given over $78 billion away. How is this so? How can this be? How can this be? How can the epidemics, how can they go from heroin, a smack, a base, to crack, to cocaine, to weed, to heroin again, to fentanyl? How can this be? To perks? How can this be? How can this be in a world? How can this be? And so I ask myself, I've come to the conclusion where I'm asking myself daily, Trap, what do we have to do to get these people in this game? What do we do? What do I have to do? What do we have to do to make a person understand that one stock is better than no stocks? One option contract is better than nothing. What do we have to do? Why do we keep discouraging? Yo, one stock ain't enough. Yes, it is. How is this so? How can that be? Are we willing to reap? But first, you must be good at sowing. How can we reap if we not good at sowing? And if so, what is the cost of not knowing? What is the cost of not knowing? If I understand, if I'm not financially educated, I know what comes with that. Why wouldn't I do everything in my power to teach my daughter how to be financially literate? Why wouldn't I do everything in my power to teach my wife, my sister, my brother, my auntie, my uncle, my partner in jail, my cousin? Why wouldn't I teach them? If I want to reap, why can't I be good at sowing? Sowing is not always money. Sometimes sowing is knowledge. But ask yourself, what is the cost of not knowing?